This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Friday, January 5th. Well, wheat prices reacting as they should to the weather. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Joe Vaklavic.
We kind of shrugged off a bad start, came back to close unchanged. The spring wheat contracts actually finished the day sharply higher and helped to pull up some of those winter wheat contracts. We've got some developing drought and some full-blown drought in some U.S. wheat-growing areas. If you look at the western half of North Dakota, the western half of South Dakota, very, very bad drought in place right now. We've got developing drought in the Southern Plains. It's been very, very dry and very, very cold in a lot of hard red winter wheat country. So the market may be building in just a little bit of weather premium here. The funds who have been heavily short, managed money who's been heavily short, may be exiting or heading for the exits here because of some of these adverse weather conditions.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday down 2 at 433 and a half. March corn was down 2 at 351. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for January ended the day unchanged, ranging from 525 to 530. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for January were down 1.25, ranging from 584 and 3/4 to 599 and 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for January were up 8, ranging from 742 and 3/4 to 762 and 3/4. Live cattle for February were down 70 cents at 122.10. January feeder cattle were down 35 cents at 148.70. And January Class 3 milk was up 3 cents at 1404.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.